Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, welcome tonight, everyone, to another Punch TV Studios show. We're going to have another great show tonight. It's going to be really, really good. We're going to talk about some very important things tonight. We've started off talking about earlier this week the next step. So a lot of people know that we're in the IPO and that we're selling stock in the company for only $1 per share. So that's really exciting, and that you could be a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 a share, and you're buying into the IPO, and that is, you're buying into the IPO, and that is so important to be a part of, and that's important to want to, that's important to be a part of, and it's important to, you know, just kind of embrace, you know, and then embracing it, you will see powerful what we're doing is, and it's so cool to see people from all over the country become stockholders, and many become stockholders for the first time, and that's what's really, really cool right there. Many people are becoming stockholders for the first time. I have been on the road today. And just a little tired, but before we go there, let's introduce our co-host for the night, the very lovely Sharif Hardy. How you doing tonight?
Excellent, excellent. TGIF. It's Friday. We're going to have a great show.
Thank God it's Friday.
A great weekend.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because, you know, we are breaking down barriers. And what's kind of happening to us now is a lot of cities are beginning to see what we're doing, and they're like thinking, you know what? I think we need to have Punch TV in our city. So people are sending for us and saying, hey, come take a look at our city. We want you to be a part of the city. We want to make concessions for Punch TV to bring new jobs to the city. Would you take a look at us? And we're getting that quite often. How do you feel about that right now?
I think it's great to have the opportunity to really expand and to look at different places where we can have the city. I think that's a unique opportunity that, you know, not a lot of businesses are offered.
Yeah, I think it's kind of unique, too, kind of very interesting and interestingly different to be, to have something like this going on and to, you know, see it come together like this. It's just totally awesome, and I'm loving it. I'm really, really, really loving it. So when we start talking about the next steps and what we do next to make this work and to build a phenomenal media company, one of the next steps is that we start thinking about where in the country do we want to put the Punch TV Studios corporate offices, the Punch TV Studios entertainment complex, where in the country do we want to put these this thing, because with what we're doing with the community, we're going to generate a lot of new jobs. I mean, just a lot of new jobs. And people want new jobs in their city. I mean, that is what this is all about, creating new jobs, creating new opportunities. And people want this in their city, and that's what is kind of cool with what we're doing. You know, it's really, and I'm just really excited about that. And it's been a very exciting week. And as you could probably hear in my voice, I've been traveling like literally all day, and I'm literally doing this show right now from another state. And earlier today, I met with an assemblyman here in Carson City, Nevada, and he's trying to figure out what can we do to incentivize you to move your Punch TV Studios company to our city. We've got some great things happening in our city. We've got some interesting, wonderful things happening. What can we do? And so that was just a really good conversation to have. I'm just telling you, it's just really, really good. And what really makes this good is that it hasn't been me chasing it down. It's kind of been coming and falling in our lap. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful that it's fallen into your lap. But let me just ask you this. Now, you're seeing all these different cities. You've been invited to these different cities. I mean, now you're in a completely different state. If it were up to you, and obviously it's some, you know, it is, but if in your ideal perfect world, where would you build Punch TV Studios?
In my ideal perfect world, I would build Punch TV Studios, one, in a state that supported the arts, in a state that supported entertainment, movie making, filmmaking, television making. I would build it in that kind of state. And two, I would put it in a city inside of that state that also supported the arts, that had very supportive city council people, that had a very supportive infrastructure that we could utilize to really just look at it, you know, just really support having this kind of thing come here. Because let's say we create 500 new jobs, when we talk about the next step, right, Tricia? Let's say we create 500
that's right.
new jobs. Well, that's a lot of buying power. That's like 500 families. So it's not just you create a new job and it's one person. People have families. So then what are those families going to do? They're going to buy homes in that community. They're going to move closer to work, or they're going to be new. There's going to be a new economy in that city, in that state. There's going to be a new thing in that county. So we want to have the support of local government to help us be successful and to advise us on the types of things that we could tap into that may not necessarily be privy to the general public at large, and really build a city together with our studio complex and with the television network. So I think that would be the type of thing that I would really look for. And right now, we're open.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel if you move out of Hollywood and out of the Hollywood area, it would be more difficult for you to find the same level of talent in the entertainment industry? I mean, because here, you know, everywhere you go, every corner you turn, the person at Starbucks is an actor. Everybody's in entertainment. But the further and further you go away from that, you don't have the same talent pool, I don't think. What do you think about that?
That's
the question.
I think you can fly people all over the place. I think if you want a particular actor, I think that there's some very talented actors in local communities that don't get a shot. And with Punch TV Studios, you'll get a chance to get that shot, right? And getting that shot, right, sometimes you need something new in Hollywood. Sometimes you need that next new face. You need that next new director. You need that next new actor. You need that next new writer. And sometimes what's next is better than what's established. And sometimes when you're doing certain kinds of things, you've got to break the rules of this is the way we've always done it, so this is the way it always should be done. Well, I don't believe that. I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that at all. And what I think is sometimes you have to break the rules. Sometimes you've got to go against the grain. And sometimes you never know what will happen or what special things can really pop up because you're going against the grain. You know, those kinds of things, it's just like that. You're going against the grain. So I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know that there's a lot of undiscovered talent that needs a break, you know, that could set Hollywood on its ear, basically. And we're going to keep our pulse on that talent so that we could bring that out. You know, we really want to bring those things out when you think about what's next. There may be a writer who's sitting down in Kentucky right now who may have the next hit movie, and he may come to Hollywood and never get that script even seen. But being a part of Punch TV Studios, there's a better chance that that script could not only get seen, but could also be put into production. So we don't know where we're going to find the talent at. We don't know where the talent is, but I know there's talent everywhere.
And we're going to scout. There's talent everywhere.
Yeah. And I think we should scout everywhere to find the most phenomenal talent. You know, that's really what I think.
I was just thinking as far as, you know, a production team, you may find that script. You have this excellent writer. He's wrote the script of a lifetime, but now you need the director. You need, you know, the AP. You need all the different people on the set. And I was just wondering if those are things that you were taking into consideration when looking for a studio home.
I think you take in everything into consideration. You know, some states are offering tax incentives, which gives 30% breaks. So then if you're shooting a movie of a certain dollar amount, you get 30% off of that movie because of the tax incentives. Some cities have tax incentives. Some other places have things going on. And you just get breaks because you're in those cities and you're doing those, you know, you're working in those cities and you're doing those kinds of things. So we don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, some cities, they may want to say, hey, we will support a training for you and pay for it from the state's budget. If you come in and train people to learn production so that we can keep those jobs here in the city. So
I like that.
In the city, in the state. So you never know what could come up. But the idea is we want to keep our options open. You know, we want to keep our options flowing and moving and doing things that kind of way. We want to keep our options like that.
Absolutely. Now, if you are just now tuning in, we are discussing the next steps for Punch TV Studios. If you're on the line and you just like to listen, that is fabulous. If you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1 so we know that you have a question or a comment for CEO Joseph Collins.
So I think let's take a quick break right quick, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more of the next steps.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. 410-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
So we're back, and we're talking about the next steps with Punch TV Studios, and we're talking about life post the IPO a little bit, and we're going down that road. But we have a special guest. We have a couple special guests tonight, and one of them we're going to get to right now, who's none other than Anthony Fox. Anthony, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How you doing today, Joseph?
I'm doing really, really good. Doing really, really good. Just been traveling across the country. I'm in another state right now, and we got you on the line where you are, and I'm really thankful to have you on tonight.
Thank you, Joseph. You know, I'm always here to try to my best to give you the praise that you deserve, and you know, I'm down with Punch TV, man. So you know.
So what are you working on now? What do you got under your belt, under your collar? I know you got a secret weapon somewhere.
We're working on TV and movies now. We're about to get funded to do a couple of TV shows and a few movies. Can't let anything out the bag right now to the funding because people can jump on it quick as fast in a hurry. You know how this business is.
Yeah, I know.
I got to keep it under the wraps for just to the first of the year, just to the first quarter. Then we're ready to blow it up.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. What are some of the challenges you face in producing movies or television shows? What are some of yours?
So I believe that the challenges that most people face are getting the funding, but as a up-and-coming black producer, it's hard because we don't have as many movies to choose from as our, you know, white counterparts. Not saying that I'm racist or anything like that. You know me. I'm just saying
the real
of the entertainment business, you know. Everybody was upset about the awards, how, you know, the black movies were kind of snubbed, or whichever way you want to pronounce it. But if you only have 10 to 20 black films and you have hundreds of white films, it's kind of hard for us to try to get in there and infiltrate that if we don't put out more film. We need more film. If I think of black filmmakers instantly, you only can think of Tyler Perry or TV, we can go to the Empire or 50 Cent is doing something. Or that's only three, you know what I'm saying? But there's more, but they're not getting out there, not getting the momentum that we need. I'm sorry? What did you say?
We're with you. We just listening to you discussed the film.
Oh, I heard him say something. I thought he was commenting on what I said. But, yeah, that's we just need to do more. We need to come together and do more. We need to do more as a black
community. I agree with that 100%. I 100% agree with that. And I think that, you know, in doing more, there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of people. The doors are not closed. We just got to get in there and do our thing our way. And I think that that's one of the things that Punch TV Studios is about is, you know what, we've got to do our thing and we've got to do it our way. And we've got to break down the barriers that have kept us excluded from being a part of the mainstream movie making and television industry, or being a part of the Emmys, or being a part of the Oscars, or being a part of some of these great things. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that they've been doing things for the same way for so long until sometimes you just don't even think that it's anything wrong with it. It's just there. You know, so that's how we have to begin to now, like you said, I agree with that. We have to do more movies. And that's why I'm challenging our team at Punch TV Studios, after we complete our IPO, we're going to produce 100 movies in three. We're going to produce 100 movies a year for 3 years. And because I want to challenge our team to get that done, and that's going to be something that very few companies have the capabilities to do, but we're going to challenge our team to do it, and we're going to get it done because we've got to have more I mean, you're, like, really preaching my language right now. I mean, it's like you're the reverend, and I'm in the choir, and I'm shouting amen, you know.
I feel
what you're saying. We just have to do it. We have to do it. Well, I want to thank
no
you
doubt
for
about
stopping.
It.
I want to thank you for stopping by with us tonight. I'm Anthony Fox. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with our next phenomenal guest.
All right, and I'm going to continue to listen.
Thank you.
All right.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We are back from our break, and we are discussing the next steps, the next move.
The next step. We got to take the next step. Can't take the first step. You got to take the first step, then you got to take that next step. You know, there was
so we have
a
the next step.
You got to have the next step. There was a cartoon I used to watch at Christmas. And seeing as how the holiday season is coming up upon us real quick now, and I don't know if you remember this, but the cartoon was Santa Claus was coming to town. I used to love that. Isn't that a good show? And that, you remember Mr. Winter never walked. Remember, he was a winter never walked, and they sung the song. You put one foot in front of the. And you'll be walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other. And you'll be walking out the door. See, sometimes we got to put one foot in front of the other. Oh, God, I had to go back. That took me back to my childhood right there, people. Forgive me. Forgive me, y'all. That took me back to my childhood.
You
do. Okay, but that's what we have to do. In our lives, you have to put one foot in front of the other, and we've got to move forward, and we've got to empower one another, and we've got to believe in one another, and really make it come together. I think that's what we've got to do. Now, we have another phenomenal guest. He's a big Punch TV supporter. I love this guy. I'm going to build him up and watch. He's not even going to be on the line, but hopefully he's on the line. We're going to see if he's on the line. But he's known as the musical MD, and he hosts a radio show. He works with a lot of independent music artists, and one of the things that we're doing at Punch TV Studios with us, with our goal of making 300 new movies after we 300 new movies in 3 years after we complete the IPO. One of the things is every movie needs music. We're going to work with a lot of independent music producers. So I asked MD to join us tonight. MD, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, but I don't know whether you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Right. Then I'm on the line then.
MD's on the line.
MD!
What's up? What's up?
Everything is wonderful.
But you know what? I heard Anthony Fox. Me and Anthony, we go back a long ways. We used to work with an artist named Forever. She was a rapper. And I hear what he said about us not getting the opportunity to win awards from all these award shows that they give out for television and for movies. Well, you know, I kind of sympathize with blacks that feel that way, but it was back in the early 80s when we were going through the same thing with the Grammys and the American Music Awards, that a lot of black acts wasn't getting their just due. So a guy named Don Cornelius came up with a black award show, and everybody knows it by Soul Train Award.
Same music award, that's right.
So since we couldn't penetrate their award ceremony as a major artist, Don Cornelius made this award show that would bring us to the spotlight. And it didn't go so well for him in the first couple of years. It was in 1988 when a lot of artists got mad at the Grammys when they selected a white artist. I'm not going to mention his name, but he selected a white artist for the best R&B male singer in the business for a Grammy. And he went up against people like Luther Vandross, Michael Jackson, Freddie Jackson, and it didn't make sense how he won over these guys. So that's when all the major black artists decided to start going to the Soul Train Awards and represent Don Cornelius. And from there, it escalated. I feel we should do the same thing with the movie awards for black pictures and for television. We need to quit crying about what they're not accepting. We need to go forward and start making ourselves being accepted no matter what. You know, as long as we keep begging, they're going to continue to treat us that way. And why wouldn't you treat a beggar that way? You know, you're horning on their situation that they created. So we need to create our own black movie awards, our own black television awards, and go that route and make them come to us like Don Cornelius did. He made them come to our work. He didn't tell them. He didn't beg them. They realized that that was a very high view show for television. And they just came because it was the number one award ceremony for blacks. And it became bigger than the Grammys. It became bigger than the American Music Awards. It became bigger than a lot of them. It was star-studded. So people like you, Joseph, and other black filmmakers, they need to get together, put their heads together, and start our own black movie, black television awards. And with Punch TV, we ain't worried about getting it televised. There it is. And that would escalate your channel to a height.
Definitely.
You know, I hear a lot of people. I hear that. I heard that, like what Anthony said, I heard it for the I'm going to say a couple of decades. And it's not going to change. Reason why they'll probably get somebody an award this upcoming one, because of what happened last year. They know how to kind of simmer it down. We'll let a few black people win, and that'll keep them quiet for the next 5 years. No, but we shouldn't go that route. We should go the route we have to be self-efficient. We can't look at the Latinos. They have their awards, and it's major.
Uh-huh.
It's
uh-huh.
major. So
uh-huh.
we need to do what they need. They did it themselves. In fact, we should have did it before them.
Uh-huh.
Because we've been in the movie business for, what, since the 30s?
Right. What do you feel some of the barriers are as to why it hasn't happened?
Because, well, nobody hasn't stepped forward. Let's say it like that. You know, a lot of people are scared to cross the barrier. You know, that barrier means that if I go along with this idea, which is, quote and unquote, a black idea, I might not get no more white business, which
mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
billions. You know, it's going to be hard to turn the heads of the Denzel Washingtons and the Jamie Foxx and, you know, all those mainstream black actors and actresses because they're so embedded into the white society and the filmmaking business that they just can't see any black thing escalating to higher levels that they already accomplished.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it's going to come with this new generation of actors and actresses that's coming out, directors and producers, you know, screenwriters. You know, every year it's always somebody new. Every year there's always somebody leaving, getting dropped out of the business. It's just a cycle.
Uh-huh.
Out with in with the new. And the reality
uh-huh.
is, the reality is, that's the way it's going to be. It's like what I heard what Kevin Hart said. A lot of people wonder why he was doing all these commercials. They thought it was petty for him to do commercials. But like it was said that he said one day, he's going to wake up and his phone ain't going to ring at all. And nobody's not going to give a hoot about a Kevin Hart no more because he's not marketable no more. So he's grabbing everything he can grab while he's in. And I ain't mad at the man.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't be mad at him. You can't be mad at him.
No, because you saw people like Denzel Washington. Once he became a mega star, he wasn't doing commercials no more.
No.
He wasn't going to do no soap commercials. He wasn't going to do no anything commercials because he felt he was beyond that.
Right.
You know, and he don't understand. He's beyond that because the people out there made him that. You don't make yourself. You have fans that want to go and see your movie because you're a great actor. But they don't go and see your movie and the attendance is low, they're not going to pay you that kind of money no more. And why should
that's
they?
That's right, that's right.
Because it's all about numbers. It's just like in radio. It's all about numbers. And if the number's not high enough, you're not going to get paid enough. And that's the reality of the situation. So what we need to do is create a black movie, black television award. Because we're working on a urban music award ourselves.
Right. Now, how does this fare for the independent artists? How would you see independent artists incorporating their art and their music into what we're doing at Punch TV Studios?
The first thing, it's gonna come down to people like me and you first. We have to show them the light, the advantages that it'll take working with one another. Because everybody is not going to make it big in the business. It's not that
no.
kind of room. You
no.
know? And the reality is, like, we have this event we call the Head Nodders. We started only using just DJs to come listening to artists' music and hoping that the DJs will play it at the clubs and play it on radio for them. But then a music supervisor that I bumped into at a network party, we was telling them about that, and she asked us, could she come, because she looked for a lot of music for television and film. And I told her, yeah, come on down. Then that popped the idea in my head that, wait a minute, this head knowledge can be more than just for artists. Let's make it for producers. Let's make it for songwriters. Let's make it for the artist himself, like we originally was going to do it. We want to bring in now music publishers, music supervisors, club and radio DJs, and see what materialized out of this event. Because just because you're an artist don't mean that you can become a star. But you might be a hell of a songwriter. And you might end up penning hundreds of hit songs thinking that you was an artist that you could sing or rap. Same thing with beat makers. They're not producers. They put music together like they're a one-man band. And they sell these beats and these instrumentals to artists. So why not get them sold to television and film? You know, why worry about just getting your music played on radio? You become a soundtrack for a television series or a soundtrack for a movie. You done took your career to another level.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
When you thought you was only a beat maker, now you become more of a beat maker / songwriter. Because a beat maker is a songwriter. He's just the guy that put the music for the song. The lyricist is the other half of the song. See, a lot of people don't, a lot of these artists who run around talking about, oh, I wrote this song. Do you play piano? No. Guitar? No. Trumpet? No. So you didn't write the song. You wrote the lyrics. Like Asher and Simpson, people didn't know. Valerie was the music person, and Nicholas was the lyricist. And together, they were songwriters. And they made tons of money. Tons of it. You know, ain't no mountain high enough, you know.
Yes, they did.
He wrote the lyrics, she wrote the music. And once they really got together and they got married, then they started collaborating musically and lyrically together. He learned how to play the keyboard a little better because she was already phenomenal on the keyboard. Because her first song with Motown was a song called Silly Wasn't I. And I remember that when I was in the retail business, me and my father had a record store. We had three of them. Three record stores in Los Angeles. And I remember seeing that song in the distributors. I went and bought about 10 copies, 45s. My father got mad at me. He thought the song wasn't about nothing. And I told him, this is Motown. Look who's the producer. Because that's when I was a buyer for music for our record stores, that's how I bought music, by reading who was the producer, who was the songwriter, who was the arranger. It didn't matter about the artist. Because whoever, like Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, whoever sung their music, they become a star.
But they become a star. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't about the artist. I mean, a lot of people didn't realize. We didn't know nothing about Billy Paul until Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff hooked up with him.
That's right.
We didn't know nothing about the OJs until Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff hooked up with them. The Intruders. And the list goes on.
It goes on when you think about Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. They brought a lot of people out, and they created a lot of opportunities. And I want to let people know, these are the kinds of things that we are creating in Punch TV Studios. So we're creating a lot of new opportunities that you don't have to be the star, but you could still prosper by being
a part of it.
You don't need to be a part of it. You'll be surprised, and I'm just going to use this as an analogy. You can go to church, and I'm going to use church as an analogy.
Right.
You can go to church. You can go to church. And when you go to church, if you go to church and the usher greets you with such love and respect, and they're excited you came, and they give you a big usher hug, and they say it's so good to see your smiling face, and the children are so wonderful, and you're getting this when you go to church, you'll think that that church is the most awesome thing at the church. You ain't heard a sermon, you ain't had a song, you ain't heard any of that.
Right.
It takes all of those things to make a success. It takes
right.
a great script to make a successful
yeah,
movie. It takes great music to make a success. It takes great sound effects. It takes great cinematography. It takes great lighting. It takes, and then lighting, of course, you got to have somebody who knows how to operate electricity. So it takes
right.
electricity. It takes all of these things, everybody doing their part. But when it comes together, everybody becomes successful together. And that's
yeah,
the approach
like,
that works.
I would say it for people who don't realize what you're talking about, when the movie is over with, sit down and watch the credit roll.
Right, right.
That will give you an idea. What you just saw was the reason why it happened like that, because all those people you see, their names were part of that production. You know, sometimes you might see five names. Sometimes we'll see 50 names. It all depends how big the production is, but it don't matter. If the product is a great product, you love it, and you want to see it again and again and again, it doesn't matter whether it was only one person that did the production or 100 people. The object of the game is making it happen.
That's correct. That's
and
correct.
I've been involved with Punch TV for a while, and I understand what they're trying to do. And Punch TV do not need nobody that's not serious for the business. You got to be serious to make things happen. You got to be for real with yourself. You can't let no one discourage you about, hey, this ain't going to be, it's not big enough. Or how much you going to pay me? You know, artists came to me. Well, if I come to your radio station for an interview, how much you going to pay me?
Are you kidding
me? No. I wanted to laugh. I didn't have no word for them. I just told them, say, that's all right. We'll skip the interview.
Right.
Don't worry
about
it.
People miss a lot of opportunities.
Right.
Because people don't realize that you got to sow before you reap. You know,
exactly.
Like they say, you got to sow before you reap. You, like, Punch TV Studios now is having a really great measure of success, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. But when you think about where we started and what it took to get to here, there was a huge journey that took place in between to move
oh, yeah.
our company to the next level. I mean, you were kind of there for a big portion of that journey, and it wasn't
oh, yeah.
all pretty. It was not all pretty.
No.
You know, right now we can paint beautiful brush strokes because we can afford to buy the paintbrush and the paint.
Right. And we did that. Remember that?
Yeah.
The green room?
Yeah. Yeah.
We paid our butt off, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. But there was a time
yeah.
where we couldn't afford to buy the paint or the brushes. We're trying to figure out how do we get the paint out of the brushes so we could shoot our show.
Yeah, that was the good old days, you know. But.
And you know, so now it's different. It's like a lot different. But even
yeah.
when you come through the door now, you got to come through the door with an attitude of humbleness, an attitude of, you know what, I'm here to help. I'm
right.
here to help.
This is my show.
I'm here to help.
And
really help. Don't say I'm here to help and don't do nothing.
Right. Like those we know.
Like people that, you know, people come in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to help.
Oh,
no. They don't do nothing. You know, it's like, I'm here. Okay, well, we need you to do this, this, and this. Okay, I'll do it. And it never gets done. And then you got to go do it yourself. So, you know,
right.
we're talking about those that you got to. A lot of people don't know, and I'm going to share this right now because we got some time, and I'm just going to share this with you because you're on this. And this is a couple things that happened to me early on in my career. I used to intern or volunteer on movie sets, right?
Right.
And I was the gopher, and the gopher is the guy that goes for everything.
Right.
And as the gopher, you had to stand ready just in case the director needed anything.
Right.
So I was always in the ready position, whether the director needed something or not, I was there. One time, true story, one time, the director told me, he says, Joseph, and I would say, I go for you. Anytime the director would call, I would say, I go for you. That means I'm already going before you even tell me what you want. Right?
Right. Taking off already.
All right. And he says, go get me a cup of coffee. I said, yes, sir.
Second flat.
I ran to get this cup of coffee, MD. True story. Ran to get this cup of coffee. And the commissary was a long way from where they were shooting. Well, by the time I got back with the coffee wasn't cold. It just wasn't hot. And this guy cussed me out for bringing him what he called a cold cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
Right.
True story. He's like, how dare you bring me this cold coffee? I'm the freaking director. I'm paying my freaking due. How dare you bring me a freaking cold cup of coffee? You're fired. Get the frick off my set. True story.
But back to that music award thing.
Let me just finish. And then we'll get it. And what happened was, he fired me, MD. So I said, how do you get fired working for free? How do you get fired working for free? So all that day I thought about, well, I got fired. I'm working for free and got fired. That's just like pitiful. You know, and I was doing the best I could do, and I got fired working for free. So the next day, even though I got fired, I showed up for work as if though I hadn't gotten fired.
And he didn't know the difference, huh?
And he said, he looked at me because I was like, okay, they're going to have security escort me off the set. But I was already in the go position. And he said, Joseph, I go for you, thinking, get the hell off my set is what I thought he was going to say, MD.
Right. And
what he said was, go get me a cup of coffee. This time, I had brought the coffee, the creamer, cookies, donuts, everything was in 10 feet of where I was. And what I'm saying is, sometimes you got to be humble to get to where you're trying to go. And we have a lot of guys coming at us, and they don't have a humble attitude. And they don't want to do anything but be a star. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about this award show with MD from DA Radio Show, the radio show. And this is a great conversation tonight where we're talking about the next steps.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. 5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, we're on with MD from the radio show. He works with a lot of independent artists. Music. Now, MD, you were getting ready to tell us something about the award show. Let's take a few more minutes and talk about that.
Well, I just wanted, you know, to let people know, especially blacks, you know, black actors and actresses, just like black artists, you know, or urban artists, as they like to put it, we need to stop begging to be on your counterpart shows and award ceremonies. We need to create our own. We should do what the Latinos, the Hispanics do. They have their own. Just like television networks. It's so many Hispanic television networks out there, it's pathetic.
Right.
Have just one, maybe two, or maybe three in this country, it doesn't make sense. It really don't. And we always cry about why this, why that. Well, my answer to your question is, why you don't want to do it? Are you afraid to do it? You scared
right,
to stick
right.
your neck out because you might think it's going to get chopped off and you're not going to get no help. But
right,
you don't know
right.
that. There are a lot of people out there is looking for individuals that want to start something, innovate something, you know, to the public. And the only thing you have to do is just reach out. We have too much social media now for us not to know what you want to not do or what you want to do. You know, it ain't like back in the days, I'm going to say as far as, I'm going to say 15 years, when social media wasn't even created there. Yeah, it was hard for us to communicate with each other. If we didn't have your phone number or address, we couldn't communicate. But
right,
now,
right, right.
Yeah, but now we have social media. I can go on Facebook, Twitter, or any social media and find practically everybody that I'm looking for on those social media networks. And I can reach
out
to
you. Right.
And when I reach out, you should respond. But even on the social media, a lot of people think they're too good to respond. They think they're better than you. And they don't even know who you are. I have one LinkedIn person, black, person of color, try to tell me that I was, you know, getting on his nerves, sending so many different promotional emails to him on events that we were doing. And I told him, you know, I will take you off my list. And he trying to get back with me and say, well, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you, you know, not so much. Well, if you're not responding to me, how would I know what's not too much?
Right, exactly.
You're not responding. So I'm thinking that you haven't seen it yet, or if I keep doing it, you're going to respond sooner or later, which you did, but you responded with a negative attitude. So that's giving a red flag coming out the blocks. So therefore, no, I don't want to do business with you because the red flag came up. You came at it the wrong way. I'm not trying to solicit no money from you. I'm not trying to horn in on your business.
Right, exactly.
I'm trying to reach out.
Let me cut you off right quick just for a second. Don't go anywhere. But let me just say to let's see, is Anthony Fox still on the line right now?
He's not on the line right now.
Okay. All right, cool. No, never mind. So here's the thing. I agree with you wholeheartedly. We have to do things ourselves. We have to make it happen, make it come together ourselves. There's always room for the next stars. There's always room for the next great actor. There's always room. But you might have to try it, like what we're doing with Punch TV Studios. There is no other company going directly to the community saying, buy my stock and be a part of our IPO. The big investment bankers have even said to me, why do you want to go to the little black people to buy your stock when you're one of us now? Which means that now that you've qualified, you can join our ranks and be part of us, you know, but you're going to this little group of people over here. But my thing is, what do you mean, little black people? I'm one of the community. I'm one of this. My mother did bring us up from nowhere to where we are. She had a dream for her children, and we're trying to live that dream out for my mother and our parents, and we are trying to do those things. So we want to empower the urban community, and we want them to be a part of this, and we want them to have this ownership of this. And sometimes we don't want to take a risk. We don't want to take a chance. We don't want to take ownership of what we're doing. We don't want to do that. And I think that that's just so absolutely important. What do you feel about that?
No, I agree with you 100%. Because it's not about the takeover. It's about unity. Because that's what our counterparts did back in the 20s and when television and movies and all that were first coming out. They got together.
Mm-hmm.
They might not write it in history so we know about that, but they got together and they worked their miracles and started on this one project, and then from there we can branch out and do our own project by using this one project as the centerpiece for the whole situation. And it went from one thing to another. They went back and forth, helped each other do what they were doing. Problem with people in color, they think if I help you with your thing, you ain't going to help me with mine.
Right.
They have that old, what my college professor told me, who was a black college professor, and he told me the biggest problem we have is this term we say, I got mine, you get yours. And that's not going to never work.
No,
I got mine, get yours. That's not going to never work. It ain't. It's together we stand, divided we fall. And that's what we're doing. We're falling. Yeah, we got quite a few out there doing great in the entertainment business, but not as many as they have. They told us that CDs wasn't working no more for music.
Right.
I found out that was a lie.
That's true.
I found out that rock and roll bands are making CDs by the ton and selling them at their stores that are still open for them. It's the black stores that's closed.
Right.
It wasn't their store. And those stores are making – if you go to Hollywood to Omega, the store is crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see the color of peoples in there. You don't see black people. You see a few, but that's only like maybe 3 or 4%.
Right. We have to begin to embrace our future and embrace our businesses and embrace our community the way that other cultures and other businesses are embracing their communities and embracing their culture. And I think that we have to do those things. And I think it's more important. And I'm seeing that a lot with Punch TV Studios. A lot of people are embracing Punch TV Studios, and they're saying, hey, I have to be a part of this. It's history making. This has never happened. And in the history of Wall Street, there's never been an African-American company on the New York Stock Exchange. And Punch TV Studios is vying to change that. So that's what we're doing. I want to thank all of our guests tonight, MD, Anthony Fox. I want to thank everybody tonight for joining us on tonight's show. I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And learn how you can be a part owner of Punch TV Studios, a stock company, for only $1 per share. You can be a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Tell your friends, tell your family. Share and spread the word all over the place, like it's going all over. You know, I'm thankful tonight for Sharifa for being on the line, engineering the show, and being a co-host. Say some last words, Sharifa. We're going to get ready to get out of here.
TGIF.
Thank God it is Friday. Yes, it is.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.